Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day
at TNTRadioEmpire.com,
iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Whiskey disables my dinky.
I just happened to be there.
Yeah.
A couple days ago, Todd drank some peanut butter whiskey. Passed out on the couch, right? The chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
Oh, it's the couch. But it,
You were sitting up, though, weren't you?
Has the recliner
option
on the couch.
Yeah. Peanut butter whiskey will do that. Now, you were drinking vodka this weekend, right? I drank some wine Friday. I did margaritas Saturday, and yesterday I had a good big old Bloody Mary. So that was I switched them up nicely.
That is nice. Yeah, I think I had some rum on Friday.
I need something new, though. I need something new. Nothing's.
I got together FaceTime with my favorite bartender at the airport.
Nice.
Friday happy hour. We had a drink together.
She didn't cut you off?
No.
It's good.
In fact, that's the first time that she...
Has not cut you off.
Yeah, she... she's never drunk with me before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's always working.
No, she can't drink at the bar.
Did she virtually chase you down and give your credit card back?
Oh, you know, I forgot to ask her to do that for me.
Yeah. FaceTime you back like a half an hour later. Hey, Todd, forget your credit card.
She's done that more than once. Yeah. Walked up to me in line and said, "You forgot your card."
Hi, I'm Todd.
She goes, "Yeah, I know that. Here's your card."
Should take an extra card to the airport.
And since then, she doesn't keep my card. She trusts me.
Got it.
She just swipes it the one time, gives it back to me because she knows I might forget it.
It's always better when bars do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hate when they keep your card. I just always hated that.
Was on this date in 2003, Paul McCartney told a German newspaper that he never planned to retire, and once he couldn't perform in stadiums and arenas, he'd play in small-town taverns and clubs.
Cool.
Whatever.
But he's still performing. That was 03.
Yeah.
He's still out there kicking ass.
Yeah, he's still in arenas and stadiums.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think Paul McCartney will ever not be able to fill an arena or a stadium.
Probably not.
If he wants to play, people will show up.
McCartney and the Stones.
Yeah, but there's been some famous people that went through periods of playing very small venues.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but that's if he does that, that's by choice. Yeah. He can get 20,000 people to show up any night, anywhere.
Them and the Stones. McCartney and the Stones, exactly.
Ringo might end up somewhere like that.
Yeah, but Ringo still goes out with everybody else.
The all-star
the
band.
All-star thing. They all get their own hits.
He was with the dude from
what's
Mr. Mister.
What's a concert? What is that? What is that?
It's great.
People get together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happens?
It's a place where people play music and watch, but that's not important right now.
Tell me about it, Grandpa. What was it like for concerts?
Thousands of people would gather together in arenas back in the day.
All right.
And they would hear
thank you.
Live music
you'd
performances.
Stand shoulder to shoulder with people you didn't even know.
Yeah, well,
sometimes they would fill stadiums. The band would be, you know, where like the end zone was.
What are stadiums, Daddy? Grandpa, excuse me.
They're big buildings where games happen, but that's not important right now.
What's a game?
What's a game?
I mean, these stadiums held 60,000 to 70,000 people at one time.
It's weird how crazy that seems right now.
Yeah. You got to pick me up more today, Craig. It's a I don't know why I'm more melancholy than I was last Monday.
13% of us.
You missed the spring game.
That might have been it. That's probably not it at all, actually.
13% of us have driven
not that at all. Okay, we'll go back to sex.
13% of us have driven 100 miles for sex. 13% of us have driven 200 miles for sex.
I remember I drove
like 3 hours.
Well, if you got the weekend and it's been a while, I sure.
Clayton writes, this idiot drove 1,058 miles for a weekend sex adventure. I assuming he's referencing himself. So I wrote him back and said, Omaha to Denver? Because that's about 500 miles each way. And then he said, no, Gulf Shores, Alabama.
That's one way.
That's one way.
Is it?
It's 1,000 miles from here to my hometown.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Gulf Shores, Alabama, that's about probably the same thing.
Okay. Well, then
yeah.
You got to include the trip back.
Yeah. Well, he just...
No.
Yeah, 1,077 miles from where we sit right now.
Exactly.
Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Yeah. Wow.
17 hours and 8 minutes in the car.
Yeah. Damn. Did he get laid?
Yeah, unlike Puss's Bud. He drove, though.
I'm assuming he did. Yeah.
You better know you're getting something if you're going 1,000 miles.
9% of us have driven 500 miles for sex.
I would walk 500 miles.
And so then you'd certainly drive 500 miles.
That's going to stick in your head.
Alabama's going down.
He yelled that the whole way down there, man.
Alabama's going down. Alabama's going down.
For 17 hours.
I was taking a little break in my relationship. I was living on Tyler's couch at the time and drove to Manhattan, Kansas.
Yeah.
With that in mind.
Yeah.
How many miles to Manhattan, Kansas?
It's a huge zoology school.
Oh.
That's why I worked there.
Yeah.
There was little experiments. They wanted humans involved.
I wanted to.
I have never driven to Manhattan, Kansas. I know it's right down the road, so. Couple hours, probably.
I wanted to take
it's like 3-4 hours.
171 miles one way.
All right. Well, you can do that.
I wanted to take a few veterinary classes at Kansas State.
Right.
5% of us.
During the holiday break.
5% of us have driven 1,000 miles.
That would be our buddy who went to Gulf Shores, right?
No, it wouldn't. He would be in the 4% that have driven over 1,000 miles.
Yeah.
For sex.
And I think you have to calculate that round trip. Especially at that distance.
Yeah, I think you do.
He's driven 2,000 miles.
But he only technically drove 1,000 miles to get laid.
After that, it's over.
So it counts as 1,000
miles. Yeah, he's driving the second 1,000 miles to get home.
Right.
Yeah.
The 1,000 miles is the distance. Yeah, I don't think you count the way back.
Yeah, obviously. One way.
There's no sex waiting for him at home.
No.
Or he wouldn't have driven the 1,000 miles the other way.
That's right. Yeah. Now, to be fair, it does... count. I mean, you did have to drive 2,000 miles.
But he drove for the sex.
Right. Yeah. We're talking one way.
I mean, unless he's planning on staying there, I think the whole trip counts.
No, it doesn't.
No.
You drove driving for sex. You drove to get laid, and then you turned and you had to go home.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully it was good.
One way.
And then you drove.
On the way back home, you weren't getting laid.
To get home.
You know?
You're just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Alabama's going down!
You hope.
Yeah.
See, I'll take that over the proclaimers stuck in my head.
And I would walk 500 miles.
Stop it.
Just to be the man.
To be the man.
I saw that band open up for another band sometime. And
oh, that's cool.
That was the song.
Of course.
That was all I needed to hear.
That's it.
How many times did they play it?
Just once. I was surprised.
So I wanted to try and...
What did they open for, Puss?
Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, okay. That sounds like two nerd bands. I like them, but that's I can see them together.
So I wanted to try and pick us up a little bit.
Oh, please.
Yeah, well.
We're picking up our audience, too, Craig.
We have been...
Responsible for that.
A lot of pressure. In a prank text chain...
Yes.
...with someone showing us a prank text. And this has been going on all over. Everybody gets these things.
Right.
The prank text of, whatever it is. Hey, look at this. And then you are shown a picture of a large man with a huge appendage.
Yep.
No.
Large dong.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it yet, you have all good friends. And what's that like?
Yeah.
Exactly. We do not have those. We're not full of good friends. The black guy, right?
Oh, yeah. That guy's dead.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Well, that's the point of the story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, you're fine.
No, somebody already said he was dead.
Who did?
One of our comedian buddies said he was dead.
All right.
Knew him. Who wasn't? That's how I found out. One of our comedian buddies on the phone in the past 2 weeks.
I think it was Segura.
Yeah, Segura might have said he was dead, right? Yeah. Sorry, Craig.
No, that's fine.
How long has he been dead?
Whatever.
Too much blood to his penis?
No, I have no idea. He just did.
It was so big.
There's
it was
a little story about
an extra half leg.
Out.
How'd they find out?
They made a phone call.
Oh.
And just nobody answered?
So that photo that we see is not enhanced?
No.
No, that guy's dead.
Oh.
And he probably wasn't at the time.
His penis lives on forever. Yeah, but sure, man.
It was not manipulated in any way?
No. I'm sure it was grabbed a few times.
No, his name, however.
What was it?
Wood.
Yeah?
His name was Wood?
Of course. Perfect.
Somebody had to. Somebody went looking for him.
Because they said, well, I want to see that.
And so they looked at this site and that site and, you know, did the looking for pictures thing and finally came across him on page 17 of some website's models section.
Oh, there is a website where you can try to match images. Like you'll put an image up, download an image, and then put it into this, whatever, TinEye, I think it's called.
Well, Google can do that for
you. Okay, and it will find similar images.
Yeah, Google, you can search images on Google, apparently, as well. And so she did and ended up finding him on page 17 of a models section of some website. So she got a hold of them, and they said, oh, that's still up? He took that picture that picture is at least from 2011. He's dead now.
That wasn't a doink. That was a dong. That wasn't a doink. That was a dong.
We got.
That wasn't a doink. That was a dong. I like that.
A lot of people checking in here. Marcus, 700 miles each way to Central Arkansas.
Yep.
For a little sex with a woman.
Was that worth the price of admission?
Well, it's Central Arkansas.
He does not say.
Yeah.
And do not say my name.
They don't have anything else to do.
Yeah, that's true.
Drove to Colorado Springs from Omaha. Totally worth the long drive. Met up with a college female friend. 600 miles one way.
Exactly. Cause you shamalama
in the ramalama ding dong, baby. I'm just typing in dong.
Yeah.
A lot of dongs in
here. As you do.
Yeah, a lot of dongs in here.
Full of dongs. They traveled to the next college.
Yeah.
Guy named Stone Cold, Wichita to Sevierville, Tennessee. Not once, but twice, and got turned down both times.
Oh, man.
It's my dong again.
The crowd groans.
Denied twice.
Wow.
Man, that doesn't make any sense.
I don't think I would go the second time.
Yeah, yeah. Why would you go the second?
I don't. Yes, you would.
Well, right. Of course.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, you're being pointed in that direction. You have no option.
First time, shame on you. I mean, it's first time, shame on her. Second time, shame on you.
Yep.
Yeah, really. but you know that you aren't being led around by the
dong.
You are being led around by that.
Yeah. But in that situation, it's like you go to a restaurant once and it's bad. Ah, okay, maybe they just had an off night. You go back again, you give them a second shot.
I mean, she promised him on the phone that she was going to do it this time, and then she got there and she turned it down again. That's what happened there. Yeah. Bitch.
What a long ride home that had to be.
Jesus.
I'll give him two. Three would be out of the question.
No, I'm going to let him hear for that forever. He did it twice. Pierce buddy, you ain't letting him forget that forever.
I'd bring up Tennessee all the time.
All right. Yeah, exactly. That would be all the time. Tennessee's going down.
Yeah, football, there's a lot of songs you can sit this way.
Oh, yeah.
Just bring it up in conversation.
Old Rocky
casually.
Top.
Yeah, just start singing Rocky Top singing out of Rocky nowhere. Top, right.
You know, they call them the Volunteers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not for you.
Yeah. No sex for you.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Khloe Kardashian helping senior citizens keep up with their grocery bills. According to TMZ, she's helping to pay for senior citizens' groceries at Trader Joe's and Ralph's. She just went over and started paying for stuff.
Good. She's
loaded. She's been going to the markets early in the morning to help cover the tab. She also buys gift cards at the grocery chains for a couple of hundred employees so they can feed themselves and their families.
Good for her.
Tyler Perry did something similar last week, picked up the grocery tabs for the elderly at 44 Kroger's in Atlanta and New Orleans.
Don't give me good Kardashian news. I don't want to have to like them.
Well, they have a lot of money, so good for them.
Nice gesture.
You got tons of money. I'm sure a lot of people are doing this and not telling anybody. But good for
Michael Che, you mentioned him earlier, and his grandmother passed away. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. Of coronavirus, too, by the way.
Yeah, he paid rent for a lot of people in a place where she used to live.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, really cool thing.
Like 160 residents, is that what I read?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Ton.
How much was it?
A lot, I'm guessing. I don't know. They didn't put a dollar value on it.
I didn't see what they said on that one. Now, if your wedding was postponed, and a lot of you guys do have a wedding.
A lot of you guys lucked out.
That is postponed.
There were guys that didn't want to get married and just, I mean, really, they had major cold feet, and this was like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Serious. There had to be.
Thank God for this global pandemic.
Right. I'm serious. There are guys out there that had cold feet and got out of it.
Here's a nice story from Donnie. I used to drive from Tulsa to Omaha. Thanks to her, I married her and met you guys.
Okay.
I don't know where we met him.
Well, we're memorable when they meet us.
Yeah, we are.
I'm concerned for this gentleman.
Thank you, Donnie.
Yeah, I believe he's in Joplin, Missouri now.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
With the girl of his dreams. Mm-mm. And still keeping in touch with us.
That's nice. All of it, except for the Joplin part.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I think he'll concur with you on that one. Yeah. Yeah.
That's an asshole.
I've been to Joplin.
Yeah. Ooh.
I have. So if your wedding was postponed, Busch Beer is giving couples the chance to win free beer for a year. All you have to do is post a photo on the social media showing how you plan to celebrate and hashtag the post with Busch Wedding Gift and Sweepstakes. The winning couple is going to be picked on May 2nd. Others can enter to win one of the other 50 prizes being given away by using the hashtag MyFriendsWedding and tagging a friend. So
here's the thing about that.
Good luck getting beer.
Nobody win. I mean, somebody has to win raffles, but there's always just one person. Everybody. So I think in a charity situation, how about everybody just get something? Yeah, you know, let's give everybody a six pack. If you're getting married, if it's canceled, show me your receipt. We'll send you two cases of beer.
Oh no, this is beer for a year.
I know, but as opposed to like one person winning, that means the thousands of other guys aren't winning this thing.
Well, they're giving away 50 different things.
Right. Yeah, but Tyler's right. They should spread it around.
Just
a little
spread
more.
It around. Winning something is rare anyway. So
you know, if they did that, then you'd gripe about them just giving you beer for a weekend.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, I got a whole freaking wedding. They give me beer for a weekend.
No, I wouldn't. I think this in a charity situation, it shouldn't be raffles. I've been seeing these raffles now.
But you're right,
and
Craig.
It's like buy something. Yeah. Well, they don't have money to buy anything.
Nobody pays attention to it. It's not a story unless someone hits the jackpot.
Right,
there has to be a jackpot.
Right.
Yeah.
And people,
it's not news if Bob Busch gives everybody a six pack.
Yeah, I just think I've been seeing some raffles going on. I'm thinking, well, you know, that means still only one person wins it. So, and the dollar, I think in the charity situation, it should be just like, hey, listen, everybody gets something off.
You know, it's hardly a charity situation.
Well, it should be.
Do you call giveaways charities?
Well, they should be. This didn't. This didn't. People are starving, man.
I think they did a piece on. Was just the advent of the drive-through. Everything. America is all about drive-throughs, and in Vegas, I think at the little wedding, the White Wedding Chapel or whatever.
Is that closed down though now?
Michael Jordan got married.
Yeah,
they did the drive-up marriages, and I don't know if that's open now. But you hear a lot of people getting married on the Zoom.
And I bet a lot of guys are saying, listen, let's just do it after the pandemic.
Right. Well, I think.
All of a sudden, the guy is about a huge wedding. No, really. We really want to do it upright.
Yeah.
We really want to do it upright. We want to have the guests. Let's wait for a year or so.
Don't you want your aunt to be there?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Some guys are stretching it out. Mm-hmm.
Puss attended a virtual wedding. Was it last weekend?
Weekend before? 2 weekends ago. Yeah. They had originally planned to get married on that Saturday, so they went ahead and did the ceremony, just the two of them with the efficient in the backyard. And then they said a year from now, on the one-year anniversary, they're going to have a big party.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, this, do they ask you how much beer you drink? Because a year's supply of beer could vary greatly
depending on the dude, right?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Should be, it does not vary.
It's just
according to the CDC.
Should be 52 cases.
Right. You get, no, they're not going to give you an unhealthy amount of beer.
Well, a case a week
is an unhealthy amount of beer.
Not if that's all you drink.
It's an unhealthy amount of beer.
Seven days, case of beer, what is that?
Case 24.
How many a day?
Three, four beers a day.
That's not unhealthy.
You get two. Yeah. That's all you get.
Now,
according to the guidelines, they are not going to give you, the insurance will not let them give you an unhealthy amount of beer. Some people would argue that is any beer.
Yeah.
However, the guidelines go for two drinks or less a day for men. So they're going to give you less than that
for
a lifetime or for a year's supply.
So you get 730 cans of beer.
I don't know how many, but they are not going to give you more than, they're not going to give you more than that.
Yeah, you see a lot of places that give away a year's supply of whatever, sandwiches. And I've often wondered how they calculate that.
Yeah, when you actually see the numbers,
it's not enough.
You look at it and you go,
that's not enough.
I could easily do that in a year.
Exactly right. It should be a sandwich a day. That's not unhealthy, a sandwich a day.
Yeah, but at the same time, would it, you know, let's say if it was the same sandwich every day.
Well, you spread it around.
It would go a lot further.
Who wants a sandwich? I just give them out. I get one every day and just give it to somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm tired of these sandwiches.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody else could have them.
You like turkey?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I like turkey, but not 365 days.
Not every day.
Yeah.
Out of Connecticut, at a restaurant that was closed due to the coronavirus, New Haven police said a manager visiting the restaurant for a routine check found 42-year-old Louis Ortiz asleep at about 11:30 in the morning and contacted police. Surveillance footage showed that Mr. Ortiz had gotten into the restaurant through a side window 4 days earlier. In an Instagram post, police said Ortiz helped himself over the course of 4 days to the restaurant's food, beer, and over 70 bottles of liquor.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that's an unhealthy amount right there. 4 days? He didn't finish all of them. He just opened
them. No, in addition to eating and drinking at the restaurant, he removed beverages and property from the building.
Yeah.
He was arrested, charged with burglary, larceny, criminal mischief, and failure to appear.
This dumbass fell asleep there?
Well, he was there for 4 days. He was drunk.
If he'd left,
you're going to fall asleep.
But if he'd left any time before that, he could have got away with this thing.
Yes.
You know?
Well, they did see surveillance footage and found
it.
You know, they didn't necessarily.
If you've gotten away with it for 4 days, you're pretty sure 5 is going to be okay.
Yeah. You're not expecting the manager to come in and check on things.
He'll take your chances.
What if he's starting up the fryers?
Just hanging out, exactly. Yeah. All right. Dr. Ed Dominguez. Get a little update on what's happening.
Old buddy.
Yeah. The Texas governor's an idiot, right? That's right, he is.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think
he is. Yeah. Join the club.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.